Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And you tune in to Youth Talk with me, Bibi Aisha Lahir, on Radio Islam International Medium Wave 1548, simulcast on Sirius FM. Today I am so overjoyed because I'm sitting in the company of such amazing stars. And the reason why I'm calling them stars is because our topic for today is called Reaching for the Stars. Now, our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has blessed each and every one of us with such unique talents and abilities. And as parents, educators, family members, when we recognize this talent and passion within the children that are in our families, and we groom that talent and we nurture that talent, only goodness can follow. And you're going to get to hear exactly what I'm talking about. I am sitting in front of children between the ages of 7 and 12. We have another guest that will be with us just now. He's 16 years old. And you will hear how these children have found their passion in life, how they are nurturing it, and it's taking them to great, great levels. Also, they're getting to meet different people. Although they're in competition, but the competition is healthy in the sense that they're learning to win with honor and lose with honor as well. They're learning to make friends. They're learning about different people. And most importantly, they're just having fun. So inshallah, let's get right to it. I'm very, very honored to have our first guest. Our first guest is actually, his name is Thabo Junior Yona. He's 16 years old. He lives in Annadale. Now, Thabo is very, very passionate about swimming, and he's a member of one of the local swimming clubs in Indonesia called Atlantis. He swims at the level 3 level. He is hoping to make the South African National Junior qualifying time. And what is very impressive about Thabo, there's so many things that are so impressive about him. He trains twice a day, 5:30 in the morning, every day before he goes to school, and again at 4 p.m. Now, if that isn't commitment and dedication, I don't know what is. And just remember, he's 16 years old. He's in high school. Thabo also right now is supposed to be at a meeting in Germiston, where he may be selected to participate in a competition that will be held in Italy. So he's going to tell us more about that. He was just very kind to run away from the meeting and talk to me a little bit. Good morning, Thabo, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, Bibi, and good morning to your listeners as well.
Thank you so much. Thabo, how are you feeling this morning? Because you know what's happening in that meeting right now.
I'm a bit nervous because I made it for the pre-squad. They're going to choose a final squad next day, March.
Yes.
It's going to go to Italy.
Okay.
So I'm working very hard towards it, and I'm hoping and wishing that I make the team.
I'm sure you will. Now, Thabo, please tell us a little bit about this competition so our listeners are fully aware of what's going on right now.
Well, it's the OR Thabo Sonchini Games, which my coach just told me I must have given my birth certificate and everything. She was also confused what's the gala about. And then after the first gala, she knew that, oh, there's a chance of us going to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So then we swam another gala the past week.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they chose the squad, that's the pre-squad.
Yes.
So we have another gala in March. That's when they want to choose the final squad.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you must be really, really excited right now because it's such an honor.
Yes, I'm very excited, and I'm also nervous because we have a wonderful team. We have one of the fastest swimmers.
Yes.
You know, yes.
So I'm sure you're very excited. And you know, everyone in your team's rooting for you, and we're rooting for you as well. And we're really hoping and praying that you get to be one of the learners that's selected to go there and represent your club as well as yourself.
Yes, thanks.
Okay, now, Thabo, I need to ask you, why swimming?
Swimming, well, when I started swimming, my parents, you know, when I was young, it was just to keep me off the street. That's when I started and learned to swim with dolphins.
Yes.
And then I got promoted to Atlantis, where I started a bit of competitive swimming, junior leagues. And it was this one season where I just worked hard without knowing that I'm working hard, and I made my times for level 1.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it all kicked in, and like, you have to work hard. That's how I got to level 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got that love for swimming, the competition, the losing, the winning, the friends, the family I have with Atlantis, the bond, everything.
It's amazing.
You know?
So it's not just all about winning the medals and getting those accolades. There's so much of camaraderie that's going on, am I right?
Yes, the relationship we have with our fellow swimmers,
yes,
with our coaches, with our parents.
It's like, you know, your extended family.
I would say yes, because we're more than a family, we're more than a club.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. And more so also, Thabo, it's healthy and it's fun.
It's very fun, very fun. Okay. Yes,
now I need to ask you something. How are you balancing your training with your schooling? I mean, training twice a day, 5:30 in the morning, and then school is like 7:30. How do you do that?
Well, I don't sleep. I sleep like for a minimum, like, say, 5 hours. No, because I have a session at 5:30. I have to wake up 4:30 to prepare for the session, take everything, take my lunch for school.
Yes.
And then, because my father goes to work, my mother can't drive, my coach drops me off at the taxi rank. Then I catch a taxi to school.
Wow.
And then straight after school, we might have a session at 4 o'clock. I have to catch a taxi back to the gym, have lunch, swim, and then that's when I go home. Since 4:30 in the morning, I only arrive home at about 5 o'clock, have supper, that's when I start my studying, homeworks, you know, sleep about 11:30, 12 o'clock.
So you have a very, very full day.
Very.
Very full day. But you can hear from the enthusiasm in your voice, you love what you do. You really love what you do.
I really love it, yes.
Now, I need to say, you know, first and foremost, hats off to your parents. You know, I had an opportunity to speak to your dad early this morning, Mr. Thabo Senior, Yona. And obviously your parents are very proud of your achievements, and they should be, because you can see the commitment and dedication from your part and the sacrifice from their part.
Yes, they play a big role in my swimming, you know, because my father works at Sun City, and he's the only one that works at home. My mother is at home, she can't drive. My father drives me everywhere.
Yes.
So then when we have training and galas and everything, he just gives the time. He like might come out from work early just for me to go make the session or make the swimming competition, you know.
Yes.
So I have a great support from my parents.
No, that's amazing. That's phenomenal. And not to mention your trainers at the club where you're presently at. I mean, obviously, you know, the time and the commitment and dedication that they give to you, because they're obviously all very, very proud of your achievements.
Yes.
Okay.
We have two wonderful coaches that coach us in the pool, Coach Julian, Coach Naeem.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a land session upstairs with Kumo at the gym, because we swim at Virgin Active. We don't have our pool yet. So,
Okay, so then you obviously make that time for your training as well, which you do. Yes. How often in a week?
A week we train Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays in the morning and every day in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So,
So there's lots. If you look at it between your swimming and your school, there isn't much time for play, am I right?
there isn't much time, but you know, you enjoy the play you have with your fellow swimmate.
Yes.
Even if you don't go out, but then when you work your swimmate, it's not like you're only working. You have that fun with them as well.
No, most definitely, most definitely. I have one more question to ask you. Please, if you could just, you know, enlighten the listeners. You're saying that you are swimming at the level 3, right? And, you know, you're hoping to obviously qualify for the National Junior qualifying time. What would that be? Just tell us a bit more about that.
The SA National Junior Times is actually one step away from making youth. Youth is where Chela Chloe and them swim, the South African team. So I'm not yet there, but I'm working hard towards it.
And we're very, very certain that you're going to get there really, really soon, because we're very impressed by you. We're very inspired by the amount of time and dedication and commitment that you're giving to your studies as well as to your swimming. And from all of us here, we wish you only the best. Remember, Thabo, reach for the stars. Don't look back, because you're already getting there.
Yes, thanks. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're going to definitely keep us updated, because like I said, we're keeping our fingers and toes also crossed that you get to be one of the children that are selected to participate in Italy. And all of the best.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And you are such an inspiration. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, wow, that is just so impressive. Inshallah, who knows, one day we're going to switch on our televisions, or we're going to listen to the radio, or we're going to see posters, and we're going to hear all about Thabo, and he's making waves around the world, inshallah. sitting in front of me, I have a very confident public speaker. The first thing I asked her is, Sajida, would you like to go first? And she's like, yes, sure, no problem. Because that's just what she does. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sajida Dawji.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And how are you today?
I'm okay.
Okay, now I need to ask you something. I'm going to talk to you about two things that I know you excel in. The one thing is, like I said, public speaking. Now, most people are very scared to stand in front of an audience and speak. Do you get nervous?
No, not really.
You're not really. Do you enjoy standing in front of people?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Have you won lots of competitions?
Yes.
Okay. And I believe at one point you came out first at one of the competitions where you competed against about 26 schools, and you won first position in that public speaking competition as well.
Yes.
That is amazing. We're very, very proud of you. Okay, and recently I've been told that you participated in a spelling competition where there were 26 other children from schools in Johannesburg and other areas. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. How old are you, baby?
11.
Okay, now please tell us more about this competition, because it's a bit different from the normal spelling bees that we always hear about.
Okay, the competition was called the spelling competition, and we had to spell in different languages: English, Afrikaans, and Zulu.
English, Afrikaans, and Zulu. So you were asked to spell words in all three different languages.
Yes.
Okay, who helped you when it came to Zulu?
In our school, there was the Zulu teacher.
The Zulu teacher.
And my grandmother.
And your grandmother. Okay. And how many words did they ask you?
They asked you one word for English, one for Afrikaans, one for Zulu, and then in the last round, you had to do hard English words.
Okay, and then I know you had various different categories and different elimination rounds, and there were a whole list of words. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then again, you needed to answer them in different languages.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's amazing. Sajida took second position overall. She competed against 26 other learners, and we're very, very proud of her. One more thing I want to tell you about your public speaking. Do you think you're going to carry on with public speaking as you grow older?
Yes, I will.
One day, do you think maybe you'll be in Parliament?
Maybe.
You never know, right? Okay. Any advice to children that maybe would like to try public speaking?
That don't be nervous, and if you really want to do it, go for it and be brave.
I think the best advice ever, coming from an 11-year-old Sajida Dawji. Jazakallah khairan. Okay, our next shining star that is sitting here in front of me is a young girl who is very, very passionate about Allah's creation in the sense of nature and animals. She is very passionate about nature conservation, and she's a member of the SA Junior Honorary Rangers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Arifa Chakrat.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And how are you today?
Fine, thanks. And yourself?
Alhamdulillah, I'm very good. How old are you, Arifa?
11 years old.
Okay, now please tell me, what is this passion with nature all about? How did this start?
I just heard about it, and I thought it would be nice to help to save what's left of nature.
All right. And in your time with being with this group, what have you learned thus far?
I've learned so many things.
Okay, well, can you share some of it with us, please?
I've learned not just about animals. I've learned about grasses, rocks, astronomy, and much, much more.
Okay, tell us something that you think most of us would not know. Something that you were so surprised to learn about and you'd like to share with the listeners, please.
There's
something
so many
about
things that we learn.
What comes to you? Like, what stands out for you this year? What was different in your experience with the club this year?
The park that we went to was different.
Okay, tell us about that, please.
So we went to the Golden Gate National Park.
All right, okay.
We learned lots about rock formations, fossils, the animals that live in those habitats.
That's amazing. I believe you had a chance to pet a cheetah at one of your classes this year.
We did.
You did? Were you afraid?
No.
Really? I think I would have been terrified. Were you not scared at all?
No.
Okay, what is something new that you learned about cheetahs that you never knew before?
How fast they could run.
Okay, but I think that on that day, did you guys all run out from that room very fast, or did the cheetah run very fast?
We ran.
Okay, you mentioned that you learned about grasses. What comes to mind about grasses that you can share with us today?
That I never knew there were so many different layers on one grass.
Really? Please tell us some more.
They grow different roots, which makes more grass, and they protect the soil from soil erosion.
And what else have you learned as an honorary ranger, a junior? Well, you're hoping to become a senior honorary ranger, am I correct?
I am, definitely.
Ameen, inshallah. Tell us a bit more about that.
I'd like to become a senior ranger, but since it's voluntary, I think I'll need another occupation.
You need another occupation. And what are you thinking of?
Becoming a doctor.
Inshallah, we make dua that you reach your goals, inshallah. Now, Arifa has asked me if she could please recite a poem that she's very passionate about, and it's called Why We Volunteer. Arifa, please go ahead.
Why We Volunteer. It's not for money, not for fame. It's not for any personal gain. It's just for the love of nature, to make a difference where you can. It's just to give up thyself. That is something you can't buy with wealth. It's not for medals worn with pride. It's just for the feeling deep inside. It's the reward deep in your heart. It's the feeling you have been a part of helping others far and near. That is what makes us volunteer. It was written by Anonymous.
Okay, that's a very, very beautiful poem. So you're volunteering your time right now to go out there and learn about nature conservation, am I correct?
Gee.
Okay, and how often do you get together with the group that you're involved with?
Once a month.
All right. And anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners about nature that you think they wouldn't know?
We should protect it because it's an amana from Allah.
Definitely, definitely. And when we talk about Allah's creation, it's not just human beings, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you doing what you're doing, because you're very, very inspiring. And inshallah, we help other children have this passion as much as you do. Inshallah. If there's any other children, any listeners out there, parents who would like their children to call in, please feel free to do so on 011-854-1548. We know there are many children out there who are doing amazing work in many, many different fields. Like we said, each and every one of us are born unique and special. We have different hobbies, different passions, and we can go out there and really make a difference. Like Arifa said, volunteer. As Babo mentioned earlier, as Sajida said just now, as well as Arifa, it's voluntary, it's something that they like doing, it's something that they're passionate about, and by doing so, they're getting to meet lots of different people, and they're learning and growing at the same time. Am I correct, Arifa?
Chief.
How many new friends do you have now since you started this group?
I can't even remember.
More than your fingers and toes.
More.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Okay. And how many game rangers have you met?
I'm not sure.
Plenty.
Plenty.
Okay. And one more thing I was going to ask you. Every time you look at something regarding nature, maybe an animal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, or flowers, or trees, or plants, what goes through your mind?
How beautiful it is, and the love for it, and
how amazing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. MashaAllah, I'm so, so, so inspired. Our beloved listeners, we are going to break for adverts shortly. And please don't go away. We still have two other amazing stars sitting here in front of me. And they have lots that they're going to share with us as well. Please, like I said once again, there are many children that are listening today. There are parents that are listening today. If you have a nephew or niece or a cousin or anyone that you know that is really making a difference, members from our youth that are making a difference, going out there, sharing their passions, following their dreams, please encourage them to call in, and they can share their dreams and hopes and aspirations with us. So inshallah, we will return after the ad break. Jazakumullahu khairan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And you're back with me, Bibi Aisha Lahir, on Youth Talk. Today we're talking about reaching for the stars. And mashallah, I'm so impressed with the panel that I have here in front of me. Bright young stars from as young as 7 years old to as old, ranging between 7 years old and 16. And these are children that are going out there and making a mark, following their passion, following their dreams, following their aspirations, having fun while doing it, making friends, and really, really going up. Please, we urging listeners to call in on 011-854-1548. We heard our first very inspirational speaker, Thabo Junior Yona, who is a swimmer and inshallah hoping to go as far as he can. Then we spoke to Sajida Adauji, who is very passionate about public speaking and is our resident spelling champion. Then we heard from Arifa Chopdat, who is very passionate about Allah's creation. She's into nature conservation and is in full praise and awe of the amazing things that she's learned about in nature. Next up, we have someone who is smiling away right now because she's telling me that Lionel Messi better be careful because Siham Gina is on her way. Is that correct, Siham Gina?
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And how are you today?
Wa alaikum salam.
And how old are you, my baby?
7 years old.
Okay, now you said that I need to give a message out there to the listeners, and we're hoping somebody tells Lionel Messi that he needs to be careful.
Yes.
Okay, now why does he need to be careful? What's happening? Are you coming for him?
Yes.
Okay, because Siham and I were talking during the ad break, and Siham is very passionate about soccer. She plays for the very prestigious Stars of Africa Academy, and this talented young lady could be our next Banyana superstar. And she's like, no, not Banyana. I'm coming for Lionel Messi. So, Siham, how many goals have you scored thus far?
15.
About 15 goals? And you're only 7 years old?
Yes.
Okay, now Siham, why do you enjoy soccer?
Because it keeps me fit.
Okay.
Mentally and physically.
Uh-huh.
And my pregnancy on the field only makes you stronger.
Definitely. Definitely. Do you get to make lots of friends?
Yeah.
You do get to meet lots of friends. All right. Now, I need to ask you something. With your teammates, when it comes to scoring goals, do the boys get a bit upset when they see the girl scoring the goal?
Yes.
They do. They do. Okay. And what is the best part about playing soccer? It's lots of fun.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. You're enjoying it. Okay. Now tell me about this academy. You were at the Stars of Africa Academy, all right? And how often do you train?
I often train maybe Monday till Wednesday.
Okay. Okay, carry on, Siham.
From Monday to Wednesday, and then Saturday I play a tournament.
From Monday to Wednesday, and on Saturday you play for a tournament. And how long do you train?
I train from 5 o'clock or 5:30 till 7.
So that's quite long. Don't you get tired because you have school, then you have madrasa, plus you have training?
No.
You don't get tired. Why don't you get tired?
Because it's fun.
It's fun. And you like what you do. Right. And tournaments on Saturdays? No, you said Saturdays, am I correct?
Yeah.
How long are the tournaments normally?
I don't know. I think it's till 4:10. And I think
it ends at about 4, so it's like your whole day. So
yes.
When does Siham play? When do you go out and play? I think whilst you're playing, while you're on the field, you consider that playing, right?
Yes.
Okay, now Siham, I need to ask you something, right? When you're out there on the field, and say sometimes maybe your team doesn't do very well, or maybe you missed a goal, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel bad, but I'm so happy.
Why are you so happy?
Because I can always try again.
That is excellent. That is great words of advice. Now, what would you like to say to other young girls that are listening to you? Because when it comes to soccer, sometimes girls could be a little bit nervous, or they would feel like, no, I don't want to play soccer. I'm going to get dirty in the grass, and I'm going to fall down, and I'm going to get hurt. What would you like to say to them?
I would like to say, doesn't matter if you get hurt, at least you're playing a sport.
Uh-huh.
You still live a life.
Okay, this is brilliant. Okay, we actually have a caller on the line, and the one wants to speak to Siam. So please, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. I would just like to congratulate Siam.
Okay, mashallah.
I am one of the teachers in the madrasa, and I'm so proud of her.
Mashallah. Appa, what is your name?
No, I'm not going to give
you. Okay, not a problem, not a problem. Siam, did you hear your appa? Is there anything you'd like to say to your appa?
Jazakallah.
So, Appa, just remember in future, if she, you know, during break, if she comes back to class and she's late, she's probably kicking a ball somewhere.
Yes, I know
that. Okay, jazakumallah khairan. I believe we have another caller online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hello.
Assalamu alaikum, baby Aisha.
Wa alaikum assalam. Who am I speaking to?
It's Amit from the Gandhi Walk Committee.
Hi, Amit. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Great good morning to your panel of staff there, to yourself and your listeners.
Thank you so much.
What inspiring stories. I'm really in awe just, you know, hearing the commitment and the passion these kids have. To, you know, and dedication to their passion, really.
Yes. No, they're very inspiring. And to think that they're so young.
The maturity that they're demonstrating at this age, it's simply fascinating. And, you know, myself as an adult, just sitting in awe listening to your show this morning, really inspiring stories. And I really, you know, wanting to extend best wishes to Thabo there. I think he's going to do well, and I know he comes from a fantastic club. So
no, definitely, really definitely. We like I said, we all you know, holding thumbs for him, and we're so inspired by him. I mean, the sacrifice that he's making, you know, going for training, straight after training, getting a taxi, going to school, getting a taxi, going for training, going back home. That takes a lot of commitment and dedication, and, you know, thumbs up to his parents as well. You know, for allowing him to follow his passion, and to all the parents that are today. They're amazing.
Absolutely. You know, hearing Sajita's story and Arifa's story and Siam's story, it's exactly the same. You know, that common thread in terms of all of them making sacrifices in terms of their personal time, in terms of their play time.
Yes.
And of course, balancing this, you know, between their craft and school. It's just simply amazing.
So, thank you so much. So, Amit, will you agree with me when I say that they're definitely reaching for the stars?
Oh, absolutely, and I think, you know, it doesn't stop at the stars. You know, my message to them is to every single one of your panel of stars there, go beyond your dreams,
Amin.
And go beyond what Amin. You can achieve, and just achieve the best you can.
Amin, Amin. Thank you so much, Amin. Thank you so much for your kind words. Stay blessed.
Thank you very much, Bibi Aisha, and fabulous show this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So much appreciated. Did you hear those words, guys?
Yes.
You're reaching for the stars, and our message to you people, all of you, don't look back. Don't look back. Siam, is there anything else you'd like to say? What would you like to say?
I'd like to say who inspired me.
Okay, tell me quickly, who inspired you, please?
My dad and my brother Zidane inspired me to play soccer.
Uh-huh.
And as my brother went along in soccer training, I used to take along. At that time, I was only 3 years old.
Oh, you're only 3 years old. Wow. And what about mummy? What about the sacrifices mummy's made for you?
My mother said you can't play soccer.
Oh, she said you can't play soccer. I think she was scared her baby was going to get hurt.
But my father was there to save me.
Your father was there to save you. But I bet mummy's your biggest supporter today, am I right?
Yes.
Okay, my darling. All the best, my sweetheart. Right? We wish you nothing but the best. And what was your other message to Lionel Messi? What's your other message? What did you say to me just now? What did you say? Watch out.
Messi's
who's coming?
Siham.
Watch out, Messi. Siham is coming. Okay, sitting right next to Siham, Gina, is her brother Zidane. Now, Zidane is one of those children who is always smiling. I don't think I've ever saw Zidane with a sour face. And when I tell you why he's smiling, you're going to understand. Zidane, Gina, is 11 years old and already playing golf at a competitive level. He recently played in a competition for the South African junior kids as well as at various tournaments countrywide. This young man also, I must add, is very, very fortunate to have his daddy as his caddy. So he's the only little boy that I know who has his daddy following him around. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Zidane, Gina.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And how are you this morning?
Alhamdulillah.
Now please tell our listeners, how old are you?
11.
You're also only 11 years old. Okay, I think we have two callers on the line. You just hold on, Zidane. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ameen. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Hamida Gina.
How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, that's good. Gee, how can I help?
I just like to say I'm so proud of all the little ones, Siam and Zidane.
Yes.
And I love the message that you're sending out to all the youth, you know, that even if you fail, you can try again.
Of course, so definitely. Definitely.
Yes. And that they're keeping themselves so preoccupied, there's no time to get up to mischief. And I'm very proud of them and their parents.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Thank you so much for your good words, sister. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We have a listener calling in.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you, Bibi Aisha?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? Am I speaking to?
It's Yazid. I'm one of the parents from Atlanta Swimming Club.
Naji, how are you doing today?
Very well, thank you.
That's
thank you very
good,
much
brother.
For showcasing the talent of all these youngsters. I thought it's important for me just to call in and comment on the progress and tremendous strides Tabo has made in particular.
Please
so
do.
When he first started at the club, he was a small, young, plump little boy. With always a big smile on his face, but as you heard earlier from his commitment and his sacrifice, he's now molded himself into a lean, mean teenage machine and doing wonderful work in the pool.
Yes,
but
yes.
More importantly, he's got a fantastic character. He's a gentleman. He's very much part of the club as a team member,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing wonderful things. A big thumbs up to his parents, who are fantastic people.
Yes.
As you heard from his story, they show tremendous commitment, and obviously he alluded to the fact that all the work that the coaches do
yes.
at the club as well. And I think in the words of our chairman, who always tells the kids, if you aim for the stars, you might just hit the moon.
Definitely, definitely. And also very important, Yazid, you know, is the message that we're giving, that there's so much of benefit to sport, to extracurricular activities, that sometimes parents get very caught up in their lives and get very busy, and children are denied this opportunity. It's more than just winning a medal or winning a trophy.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of emphasis on academic performance, but
yes.
Kids who swim especially are definitely, and it's been shown that they do better academically.
Yes.
So even during this exam time, our kids still get to the pool, and those kids who do the morning sessions especially
yes.
Are fresher at school.
Yes.
But overall, I think kids who participate in extracurricular activities and sporting activities
yes.
Are physically fit will definitely do better. So
definitely.
Message to the parents is try and get the balance right
yes.
with your kids.
Definitely.
Something which you mentioned earlier is that it's more than just winning. So something that at least pushes a lot
yes.
is to be more than just a club. So
yes.
it's not just about swimming.
Yes.
It's about creating and molding individuals that are socially responsible.
Yes.
Individuals who give back to the community, individuals who perform academically.
Yes. And also making friends and creating that sense of camaraderie. That's very, very important.
Absolutely. And you heard that from Tabo.
Yes. Thank you so much.
He enjoys it a
yeah.
lot with his fellow swimmers.
Thank you so much, Yazid. And thank you so much for your call. Jazakallah khairan. Jazakallah. Okay, Zidane, let's go back to you now. Please tell us, Zidane, Gina, and his passion for golf. Where did this all start?
Wow.
Okay, when did you realize that I'm not into cricket, I'm not into soccer, this is what I like?
When I was playing, I got tired of soccer because I thought that running for the ball is not actually my passion. Mm-hmm. Because soccer is a team. I wanted to take control of the game, so
like a one-man show.
Yeah, individual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And regarding the competitions, I know you've participated in lots of competitions. Please tell us a little bit about it.
You compete against many people. As I say that I started about a few months ago, and I competed against people who have been playing for about 6 years already.
Wow, that's amazing. Now I need to ask you something. You know, they always say the biggest decisions when it comes to businesses are made on the golf course. Is that true?
Gee.
That's true?
Yeah.
Have you witnessed that? Okay. Yeah. And how often do you train, Zidane?
I train like twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I go to driving ranges and
all right. And when you play in tournaments, is it usually a Saturday or a Sunday?
Sunday.
On a Sunday.
Very early in the morning.
Very early in the morning. Okay, and I have to ask you this question as well. How do you balance your training with golf and your schoolwork and your madrasa work?
I can't actually say, but
you make the time.
Yeah.
You make a plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Any message for our listeners out there?
That is also such as I said, that you must always move forward, be brave, always be confident, follow your dreams. And I'd also like to say, Assalamualaikum, Daiman Dada.
Okay, mashallah. Thank you so much, Zidane. Now, I cannot end the show without speaking to a parent, and the first thing I need to ask this mummy that's sitting here. I'm sitting in front of Fahima Gina, who is the parent of Siham Gina and Zidane Gina, and then listening to Siham's rigorous training program and Zidane's training program. Siham normally plays on a Saturday, Zidane normally plays on a Sunday. Fahima Gina, your husband Shamil is the caddy, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. How often do you people take Red Bull or any other stimulants to keep you on the go to do what you do?
Well, I guess we do that every day. Not only is it the sporting career,
yes,
it is work that is involved,
yes,
the schooling, the madrasa.
Yes.
So I guess we get to have that Red Bull probably breakfast, lunch and supper.
Because, you know, they always say, you know, mums and dads can multitask, and this is really taking multitasking to another level.
No, most definitely.
Definitely.
Most definitely.
Now, unfortunately, we're going to be reaching the end of the show soon, so I need to ask you very quickly, what is your message to the parents that are listening?
As never to give up. Mm-hmm. Always encourage and motivate your kids, because it's not only about school, madrasa. There's life beyond that. Actually inspire them with regards to their passion. Find out, because you know what, at the end of the day, you would love to see your kids succeed.
Yeah.
And I as a mother take my time, my effort, even though it's a bit strenuous on me,
mm-hmm,
but I only look what's for the future of my kids.
Definitely. And as our caller before, Yazid mentioned that, it's not only about academic performance. Academic is important.
It's important.
But,
yes.
Not everybody is destined to become a doctor, lawyer,
exactly,
an accountant.
There's
other passions that we can follow.
Exactly, for sure.
Oh, no, it's amazing. That's really amazing. Jazakumallah khairan to you, Fahima Gina, to all the children on my panel today. Like we said, the topic is reaching for the stars, but I think with you children, as one of our callers said, go touch the moon. So inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you higher and higher. Oh. Don't look back. Keep making a difference. And while you're doing all of this, touch as many hearts as you can, make friends, and go out there and make yourself happy and make others happy, inshallah. Jazakumallahu khairan for coming onto my show, and we wish you success in all that you do. And to my beloved listeners, I look forward to speaking to you again next week, inshallah. Next week we continue with our program of part 2 of Death and Burial of a Muslim with Maulana Arshad Fakir Chabdat, inshallah. And for myself and my sound engineer, Mikael Khan, have a blessed week ahead, inshallah. Jazakumallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.